Welcome to episode 7 of the Joker and the Queen podcast. I always say my name first, so
I am Charlie, also known as the Joker.
Yes, and I am Brienne, the Queen, Queen Brienne. Which people call me that on the street now?
It's just people we don't even know walk right up to you and they're like, hey, it's Queen Brienne.
No, okay, fine. It's one of the kids that calls me Queen Brienne sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Occasionally. So we had a heck of a week.
A lot has happened in the last week.
I feel like I just want to cry. Literally, thinking back to the week made me almost feel like I knew it was going to tear up.
Yeah.
It's just that overwhelming.
Overwhelming, I think, is the appropriate word.
I think so. So, first things first, the kids started school on Thursday of last week, and they go back tomorrow again if we can get them on the bus. I'm just kidding. They kind of like it. And it was scary because we have a fifth grader, a second grader, and a kindergartner. And for me, my kid is the kindergartner, and I've never done school before. So here I was trying to figure out school for my first time with three children. It was like we had triplets or something.
It's definitely easier having the older kids, though.
Having
all three of them ride the same bus.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I wonder, it's like, parallel universe that we had never gotten together and he had to go to school. I mean, I guess everybody does it, but I think I would have been more of a basket case. And I was already a basket case, so, I mean, can you imagine more of a basket case? Is this your foot that I'm playing footsie with right now?
It's not my foot. Who else is here?
I don't know. What is this?
I'm pretty sure what you're touching is the table leg.
No.
No? This is a different table. We did some rearranging.
Power strip.
We have a big round table in here.
Ooh, something just got really loud.
Which, it's kind of cool because there's definitely more room in here for equipment.
Well, I feel like when you're so excited about this table, and I don't know why, but the reasoning, I believe, is because instead of being the Joker, you decided you wanted to be a knight of the round table.
Knight of the round table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some sort of movie where a Joker of sort, like the court jester, stepped up and became a knight. If not, that'd make a great movie. If someone out there decides to make that, if they could just throw my name in the credits somewhere, I don't care where.
Yeah, we could write our own screenplay, I feel like.
Best boy or whatever. That's like some sort of audio person or whatever, but just put my name somewhere in
Best
the credits.
Best boy? I feel like that's probably like porn credits or something. Like, credits start rolling and it says Best Boy.
I'm pretty sure that's in a regular movie too. It's something like that, but there's some random titles.
Sounds porny to me.
Pornish.
Definitely pornish. Anyways, kids start school. I'm feeling kind of organized, and I know that it's 10 o'clock at night. I still haven't made their lunches yet. It's
10 o'clock at night on a school night.
And I haven't made... They're asleep, so that's good. I got that going for me, right? But I haven't made their lunches yet. Their backpacks are packed. Their school clothes are set out for a whole five days.
For the most part, yeah.
Well, did you put laundry in when you went downstairs?
No. So I will. So we can't get dressed tomorrow.
I have clothes. I'm concerned about the children.
I thought we already had clothes picked out for them, so why does it matter?
Because I have to add a couple more pairs of clothes. Like, I picked out, like, the general
I thought you had
outfit.
Everything picked out.
No, no, no. So, like, Princess is missing some pants for tomorrow. It's probably... I mean, I don't know. Are you cool if she doesn't wear the pants?
I'm sure that I can get a load of laundry done before school.
No, to be completely honest with you, I don't think it's pants. I think it's a tank top, and we bought our tank tops today because I wanted a specific color tank top. Pretty sure we bought our tank tops today.
Okay.
So I think we're okay for her, but I have to check with Kid Flash. And then the future waste management professional is not getting dressed here tomorrow anyways, so I think we're okay.
Everything is going to be okay.
This is my problem, is that it's stressful for me. And I've never thought of myself as a type A personality, but I feel like I'm feeling kind of type A.
Well, for one thing, we picked up a calendar.
Oh, you did.
This week.
First of all, he lied to me about the calendar. I said I wanted a huge, like, wall-sized calendar. And he said, they don't make them anymore. It's too late in the year. And I'm like, no, 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 no.
So apparently they make a, like, July to June calendar.
But what other things have you told me that I can't do that I actually can do? Now I'm questioning my life.
What have I told you? Because of this calendar. Name something else that I've told you can't do. And there you go. Good answer. So, they make this...
Oh, I know.
July to June calendar.
You told me I couldn't buy spray paint today.
Because we didn't need spray paint.
I did.
I have bright orange engine...
I don't want that.
...paint in the garage. We'll just use that. It's fine.
Engine paint?
Yeah, it's high temperature engine paint.
What are you painting?
The grill.
Oh, I see.
Ah, see? So when it gets hot, it doesn't...
Right, I get it.
Whatever paint would do when it gets hot. Chip,
we went to the Prairie Festival, and you told me I couldn't buy a chiropractor package.
You did buy a chiropractor package.
Right, but you told me I couldn't.
Okay, but you still did.
But you said I couldn't.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Oh, well, you kind of did.
I was like, whatever you want, it's up to you. It's your call. So they do this, it's a completely different topic. They have you sit down and they do like an infrared scan on your neck.
Hang on. Now we're all over the place. Nobody's going to be able to follow it.
You're all over the... You brought us to this topic.
Continue.
So they scan your neck and they start like at the bottom and they roll up. And
which
they,
my
they
mom thinks sides. Is a scan. There's no way. She says no.
We kind of talked a little bit about it and you used the term infrared.
I did.
I think it said infrared on there.
So I didn't.
What it looks like is... And I have an infrared camera.
Do you? You keep saying you do, and that we're going to go outside and take pictures. And
do some ghost hunting. I would like to do some ghost hunting with it.
We could go walk to the cemetery right now.
But I could probably take that camera and put it on your neck, and it's reading what's hot and what's not. And obviously where it's hot, it's like hotornot.com. Obviously where it's reading the higher temperature, the reds or whatever it is, whatever color it's set to use, that's the part where the pain is. So I'm thinking that's basically all it is.
Okay, so... I'm hot in general. Like, you tell me that all the time. Like, yes. You were just, I mean, smoking hot.
Yes.
So, doesn't it, I mean, stand to think that maybe that's why it said that I have a severely out of alignment neck?
That's probably it. I don't think it's anything medical.
So, that's why you told me I couldn't buy the package.
Okay. So, she did buy the package, and she's going to start going to the chiropractor, and we're going to see how that goes.
On Wednesday. Well, I'm always in a lot of pain, and I always ask him to rub my neck, and then he does it, and he... pisses and moans about it.
And does a poor job, hoping I won't get asked to do it again.
That's where your kid gets it from.
Okay, so back to the calendar. They do make a calendar.
They do. It's
July to June.
You lied.
Which is interesting because it kind of covers the... It's basically like a school year calendar. Is that like a... There's another term for that year. Fiscal year or something? Runs different than the normal calendar year. Something like that. I have no idea. But that gave us the opportunity to get a calendar that would cover the next 12 months without having to buy a 2016 calendar and then scrap it and get a 2017 calendar to finish the school year.
Absolutely.
So the calendar is color-coded. Everyone has a color. Everyone's appointments are on there. I have 0 appointments.
Right.
For the month.
I have 1.
Which I have a couple. I have to get my car in to get my ignition replaced.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You can't say that you have an appointment if you haven't made the appointment yet.
I know, I have to make an appointment for that.
So what you could do, and I did this for myself.
I'm going to have some interviews and stuff there, too.
Correct, but what I did for myself is that I wrote notes for the 12th, which is tomorrow, the things that I need to do, like call the dance place and see if I really need to go buy tights and a leotard and ballet shoes and tap shoes.
So I should make a note that says call
the dealership.
The dealership to get my car in.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, and I guess I didn't say this rule before, but I'm going to say it now in front of all of our friends.
I can't write on the calendar.
Correct. The calendar is not for you to write on.
No one will be able to read it except for myself.
Right. And then so it's a moot. It's a moot.
That's fine. I knew that was the rule. I wasn't going to write on it. I wasn't going to.
It's a moot point.
I probably won't even touch those pens.
Did you touch the pens?
I moved the pens. I picked them up off the floor and handed them to you.
Who asked you to do that?
You did.
You're stupid. Anyway, so the kids started school and it was fun. Anyways, on to our next topic, which I'm just aching to talk about. So can we just talk about it?
Okay, go there.
Okay, here we go. So, Okay. So I have made a point. So this is my disclaimer. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. And if my good friend Emma is listening to this podcast, she'll know what that's from. But I have made it a point to not discuss certain things on this podcast unless it is definitely warranted. And that is because, well, I guess there really isn't a reason for that. It was just like an unwritten rule that I...
Well, I think part of this rule, the exception to this rule, seems to be that things that are happening on my end of things are more fair game than things that are happening behind the scenes on your end of things.
Right. And I... So, yeah. Anyway, so my ex-husband got himself a girlfriend.
I was going to come up with a creative nickname.
For him?
Yeah.
Like, similar to the nickname he has for you? Because we can't say that on the air.
Well, we can. I just have to mark the episode.
Explicit.
I'm premature, explicit, or whatever.
Okay, so he got himself a girlfriend, which in and of itself is fine. Like, great, good for him. As my dad put it, it's probably for the best because then he'll be nicer to me because he'll have somebody else to focus his time on. So I was like, wow, this is awesome. So here's what happened. So on Wednesday, he and I were not friends on the Facebook. And he added me to be my friend on Facebook because I was making a collage for my kindergartner and to send to school. And I wanted to steal a picture off of his Facebook page that I knew was on there. So he re-added me as a friend because we're in high school. And then unbeknownst to me, at that day, his new girlfriend messaged me on Facebook. But of course, I'm not friends with her on Facebook, so it went into my message my filtered messages.
Yeah, message requests, I think they're called.
Yeah, so then on Friday night, I was trying to purchase a lamp on Facebook, which, by the way, was
$75. It's very similar to one, side note, that we went to Goodwill.
And purchased for like $3.
Oh, no, it wasn't Goodwill. It was the Salvation Army Family Store for $3.
Which is beautiful. It wasn't actually like that, though. It was bigger. There was a couple different tiers. And so, but it's $75. But it's antique, and people price their antiques
crazy.
Yeah, differently. So anyways.
Insane.
So I was trying to buy a lamp. And so I knew that she messaged me. So I went down to my filtered request, and I saw I had two messages. And one of them was from the lady that was selling the lamp of $75. And if I had $75, I probably would have purchased it. But I don't have $75 to spend on a lamp, at least.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, he's giving me that look. Like, no, you wouldn't have bought that.
Definitely wouldn't have bought a $75.
But if I was a millionaire...
If we were millionaires, you could have gotten the lamp.
Silence your phone. How rude.
How rude.
Okay, so if we were millionaires, I could have gotten the lamp. But instead of getting the lamp,
That was at Nerdy Mama D retweeting one of our posts on Twitter.
Nerdy Mama D. Anyways, so... Instead of getting myself a lamp, I got myself a message from the girlfriend.
And so win-win, you're saying?
Great. Basically, the message said, I don't know, I'm not even going to read it to you, but it was like, sorry for that you had to find out this way. I hope we can be friends. I haven't met your kids yet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, or something like that. And I'm like, I'm not married to him. You have nothing to apologize to me for. We're not together. And I don't have any questions for you. I mean, really, I don't care about you that much. You are literally the flavor of the week. And if there was a serious relationship going on, maybe I would be interested. But I'm really not interested at all. So... Anyways, so I messaged her back, basically, something very nice, and said, if he's happy, I'm happy, and that's that. Well, last night...
Well, one of the
comments... Oh, I guess I have to back it up. Okay, yeah, continue.
One of the comments was, I want to try to make this seem less awkward.
Yeah.
Make this seem less awkward by, can we have a phone call tonight after I get out of work at 11:30?
Well, but prior to this, so yesterday... morning, I went to drop my kids off at, and we meet at a local store, and we both happened to have to go into that same store, and we decided that we were going to do some shopping together. I had to get diapers, he had to get some grocery items, and then we went back to the toy department because we wanted to look at a toy for our kindergartner. They're geese. It's okay. For the first week of school. Like, congratulations, you made it through your first week of school. This is fun. So we're walking, and the store happens to have little, like, shopper and training carts. And we're walking, and my kindergartner, and I'm saying my kindergartner, I know that he has a different nickname, but it's easier for me to say my kindergartner, is pushing his cart next to Daddy, who's pushing his cart, and it warmed my heart. I thought it was the cutest thing ever. So I pulled my phone out and took a picture because I wanted to have that memory. And then I took that picture and I put it on Facebook and I tagged him in it. Then he got a text message and in the toy aisle, which was like maybe like 10 minutes after I did it. So she was evidently stalking his page. And which is whatever, it's fine, it's cool, she has the right to do that.
There's a way to turn notifications on for a person, so she probably has notifications on, so.
And then like a special ringtone so that she knows when it's him.
Yeah.
And so she then messages him and is livid that I tagged her, or him, in my children's pictures. And I was like, I've been doing that all week, number one, because it's beginning of school. There was a couple videos that were put on there that I tagged him in, and other pictures, and I wanted to make sure that his family members got to see him, because some of them don't live in this area, and I don't have a direct connection to them, which, okay, you know, if he doesn't want to be tagged and stuff because his little girlfriend doesn't like it, then fine. But he, like, blows up at me because she's blowing up at him. And I'm standing here in the toy aisle trying to pick out a toy, and I'm, like, upset and I'm hurt that he would be so rude to me. I was literally in tears. Like, would I have been in tears if I hadn't been so stressed out over, like, school starting and all the other things that we've done this week? Probably not.
But it was a stressful week prior to that.
Yeah.
So that kind of fed into it.
Well, that was the thing. And I was like, I just found out about this girl, like, the night before. I don't care. But now all of a sudden, like, we have been good. Like, notice we haven't even talked about him on the podcast at all because we are fine. We get along. We do things for our children. We are parents. And that is it. That's the extent of our relationship. And yes, I posted pictures of our children on Facebook and tagged him in it. When my pictures in the first place tag our son in them immediately because they look alike. And Facebook's like, oh, this is him. So then, yes. So then she calls. Or she texts me and says, on my Facebook, and says, we need to have a conversation. And I'm like, okay, because she wanted to get rid of the awkwardness. Well, that's just awkward in itself. But I wanted to know what she had to say. Of course, you know, that people are kind of curious when it comes to that kind of stuff. So how long do you think I was even on the phone with her?
Well, I was falling asleep because it happened at like
11. Yeah, it was like 11:45.
11:45. By the time you actually started the call, probably a half hour into it.
Well, and basically the conversation was, I don't appreciate you tagging him and stuff on Facebook. And my first thought was, and of course I was being cordial because I don't want to have a problem with this lady. Like, I don't care that much to have a problem with her. The only thing I care about is that my kids are happy and healthy. So she's sitting here and she's like, I don't want you to take him and stuff on Facebook. And I'm like, who cares? It's Facebook. He asked me nicely, finally, not to take him and stuff on Facebook because it upsets you. And so I made the decision to listen to him because he asked me nicely. He didn't have a problem with it until yesterday. And she's just going on and on and on about how she doesn't stand for this, and she doesn't stand for that, and she knows that she was the cause of the snapping at Target, and she understands that it was in front of our child, and I'm literally just sitting here, like, my responses is, and she's telling me intimate details about their relationship, and asking me questions about him, and fact-checking his facts, like, so she already doesn't trust him, which is probably her own, from her own marriage, failed marriage or what have you. And she's telling me how he's not ready to have a good relationship with me and how he needs to heal still. And I'm like, who, like, you've been around for 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. Who are you? Who are you to come and talk to me about healing and getting in the, between the two of us? So, but I let it go. It is what it is. She wanted to be known, and that's her thing. So she wanted to be known. I can't believe, first of all, that he allowed that to happen. It doesn't sound like her, like him at all.
It's very out of control.
Yeah, and he needs to be in control. He loves control. She also smokes, which he hates. So we'll see how long that lasts. But so the we got cut off. The call dropped, thank God. So because I was kind of out of things to say to her, and I had kind of gotten stuck into this conversation, and I was being very nice and whatnot, and then she started text messaging me, but basically the whole, and she wants me my friend, and I find that nice that she, and I don't necessarily think that friend would be the correct term for that. She wants to be civil with me because I'm the mother of his kids, and I think that's nice, and that's honorable, I guess, maybe. But she hasn't met my kids, and she's only been around for less than 2 weeks. And I think she should be, in my personal opinion, she needs to be focusing on their relationship and not on my relationship with her. Because knowing how, like, for example, your situation, like, how irritating is it that when I talk to your ex-wife?
Irritating?
Well, maybe not so much anymore, but how irritating did it used to be?
Yeah, I used
like, to be. Like, how out of control did you feel? Like, I don't know what they're talking about. Like, what is, you know, and I was always upset because whenever I was talking to her and you were like, just don't talk to her anymore.
Yeah.
But then today, I was on the phone with my ex-husband. We were chatting about school tomorrow and, because they have Spirit Week this week, so making sure that we have the right color clothes for, him to wear. And I mentioned in passing, that I asked him how he felt about us talking on the phone, and he said it was whatever. She's free to do, he said, and I quote, she's free to do whatever she wants, so I don't really have control over her. Which was weird, and I'm like, well, that's kind of out of character for you. I can't believe you're allowing this. And he's like, I'm not allowing anything. And I'm like, okay, well, it sounds like, to me, like she's pretty much in control of everything. Which, again, is completely out of your character, so I'm just voicing my concern for you. And he said, she's not in control of anything. And then I said, well, she said that you were going to add me back on Facebook. And I highly doubt that's going to happen. But she said that she was insisting upon it. And then he thought that I was lying. And he said, no, she didn't say that. That would never have happened. And I'm like, well, she did. She said it. I mean, I have Charlie as my... Oh, yeah. You can say your name. Charlie as my witness. I forgot. To that. And then we get off the phone. He gets mad at me and hangs up on me. And whatever. It's a sour subject. And then she starts messaging me on text messaging and saying, I'm not getting in the middle of you two. That's not what the point of this was. You need someone to blame, so you're going to blame me, obviously. I don't know what your problem is. And I'm like, I just said a short message back. Basically, it was, I don't need you to get in the between us. Things were fine until you came along and started stirring stuff up. We don't need to talk, basically, is what I said. I don't even remember what I said, and I'm not going to get my phone out and look at it because it doesn't mean that much to me. And then she posted something, and then later on, a couple hours later, I found out she posted something on her Facebook page, tagging him on it, about me. And then everybody started messaging me, and she just made a complete fool of herself by doing that. By getting all bent into shape about a 2-week relationship, and completely made her first impression negative. Because his family was messaging me. Friends were messaging me, people that don't even know were messaging me that about, you know, what is going on, concerned about him, you know, why is this high school kid on his page, message, writing stuff and posting all over his page. Why is she taking pictures that you took, that I took, of my kindergartner and putting them on her page? This is ridiculous. Some choice words were used for her. So now I kind of feel bad for them because their relationship is basically put a spear in it because she decided that she needed to reach out to me and have a relationship with me. But I'm going to get blamed for it.
You are going to get blamed for it, yes.
But that's not my fault. I don't want anything to do with her. I don't care. She's the flavor of the week.
I was just hoping that you weren't going to obsess about it all day.
I didn't.
And I don't... In the beginning, I thought that was going to be an obsession. Like, this morning, I was like, you're going to spend all day obsessing. And you did well today, so...
It's just irritating to me. Because it's like, I don't need this. Like, our relationship there was... I felt like was becoming a well-oiled machine. He let me know what his schedule was. I made sure that the kids were where they needed to be. He made sure that the kids were where they needed to be, and there was no conflict, which was a far cry from what it was when there was constant conflict, and now all of a sudden there's conflict again, which I understand. It's a major life change and whatever. He's in the dating scene again, which he hasn't been in a while. But again, this is the flavor of the week. He was just talking to another girl a couple weeks ago. So, which it... He has every right to be doing. He should be doing. He can go, he should be playing the field and going out and doing what men his age do. He has all the time in the world to do that. I mean, not all the time in the world. He has a full-time job and he has two children, obviously, but he has an opportunity to do that. He can certainly do that. But bringing me into it is the wrong thing to be doing. But I think he'll learn not to bring me into it.
My gut initial reaction thought was that she was trying to get meeting you via a phone call out of the way so that then she could meet the kids.
Well, and I think that's the thing. I think that's her end game, is she wants it to be like, okay, well, things are great, because he doesn't want her to meet the kids. The reason is because he isn't ready for that yet. He doesn't know if there's a future there. And I think it's different for girls, because girls are kind of like, well, our relationship is perfect, and there's a future here. Yeah, okay. Every relationship in the beginning is perfect. Everybody's on their best behavior. They're acting a certain way. They live 40 minutes apart, so it's not like they're seeing each other every single day. They don't live together, you know? It's a lot of married couples get together and don't realize, point in case, my marriage.
Yeah.
How things are. So I thought things in my relationship were perfect, too. I moved to Arizona, and I got engaged, and I got married, and had two kids, and then, you know, it wasn't perfect. No relationship really is perfect. So to think that, you're kidding yourself, but all the power to them. I just wish that they would keep the relationship to themselves.
I mean, our relationship's pretty close. About as close to perfect as you can get, I would say.
Mm-hmm. We did have a blow-up recently.
We did.
It lasted like 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's like big and like end of the world, sort of like meteor is crashing into the earth for like 5 minutes, and then
I pushed you.
We're okay.
Did you realize that?
I don't remember being pushed.
I mean, it wasn't like a real push across the room, but it was a shove.
I don't remember.
Or like a nudge or something like that. That's fine. You don't have to remember, but I did it, remember. And I'm sorry. Kind of. But yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of in disbelief that this is happening. And I know it's going to be my fault. Everybody's going to blame me and say, well, you're the problem. You had to get your nose in the middle of their relationship, and you obviously aren't over him. And I can see that coming. But she reached out to me first. She insisted on a phone call. She obviously is super insecure. And none of that is my problem. And I have ignored her, all of her messages, for the rest of the day. And haven't said anything.
Which I think is the best approach.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to her. And I know for a fact, because I know my ex-husband very well, as I have been with him for 8 years, that he does not like that at all. And he probably won't tell her that, but he hates it. There's no way that he likes the fact that she decided to reach out to me. Which his nonchalant attitude towards that shows me that he's not serious about her at all. But that's just my personal opinion.
I was just thinking about how my typical response to everything via text is just to not respond to it.
Right. I mean, I wish them the best. I hope that they have a future plan so that he can understand what it's like to have a significant other and so on. Because we run into some challenges that I think they'll run into eventually once they get to that point. But
it's definitely interesting to have another relationship to compare your previous relationship to.
Yeah. Tell me all about it.
Where you're not, and that's one of those things that we try to not compare, but you always, in your head, you always compare.
Or is that a general you or a me?
Just, I think in general, people in general.
Yeah.
That you try to not compare. And I know us, the two of us, try to not
make comparisons. Right, and we talk about that all the time, about how we don't want to
repeat your same mistakes.
Yeah, well, not only that, but we don't, what was I going to say? Now you made me lose my train of thought. How a lot of the time relationships in general are kind of a whole bucket full of things that you can deal with and things that you can hate that you hate but that you can deal with, like, that are kind of deal breakers, but then they're like, well, how important really is his morning breath to, like, our relationship? Or how important is his drug addiction to our relationship? Or how important is it that he doesn't punch holes in walls to our relationship? Like, can I live with that? Come on, you got some too.
I can't.
And by the way, that was not all the same person.
While you were talking, I'm like, I definitely have morning breath. I don't have a drug addiction, though.
it wasn't even in the same couple people.
Like, where are we going with this? But yeah, there's a line where you have to basically draw and say, this is,
like, okay,
something I can't live with, and this is something that I can live with.
Right, but what I'm saying is, at least for me, and I've said this in probably like every single podcast, is I can't think of anything that is like a, I don't like this, but I can live with it kind of thing when it comes to you. Now, with that being said, tell me something that is a, I don't like this, but I can live with it, for me.
I hate being put on the spot.
I know you do, but that's part of the podcast.
I hate it.
I know, but I want to know, because we can talk about it. We can address it right here on the air.
Something that
you don't, that I do, that you don't like, but you can live with.
That I can live with? I don't know. I probably, the first thing that comes to mind is sometimes you're a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the appropriate word to use in this situation. Commanding.
So you don't like that I am commanding?
Sometimes bossy.
You don't like that I'm bossy?
Not always.
Okay, so here's the problem. You can't tell me that you don't like that I'm bossy when you request me to boss you around.
Well, at times, yes. But sometimes you do it all the time?
Sometimes I do it all the time. Like, when? Give me an example.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm in the process of doing a task of my own. Uh-huh. And then you're like, I need you to do this, and then this, and then this, and then this. And I'm not saying that it's, like, negative or bad, like, ultra bad, like, make or break bad, like we were just talking. It's just, sometimes it bothers me where I'm like earlier today, I was getting ready to go downstairs, and you're like, where are you going? And I was like, going out to the garage to find a shelf. Or something, I forget. I was going outside for something, and you were like, well, can you get me this, 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 and this before you go? And I was like, okay. It was more an annoyance, I guess, than anything, because I had to stop what I was doing, and then do your tasks, and then continue out the door. I'm getting glared at right now. If I was quick with my camera on my phone, I would take a picture and post this along with the show notes.
So I just said to you that there is nothing that that I don't like about you. And then you just told me all these things that you don't like about me.
It wasn't really something that I don't like about you. It was more an annoyance.
Okay, well, I just told you that you don't annoy me. So now I'm going to think of something that annoys me about you.
I'm sure there's a million things that I do that's annoying. A million things.
The only thing that comes to mind is that it really annoys me when I ask you to do this, 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 and this, and you don't do it.
I don't do it. I suffer from adult ADHD.
Okay, well, here's the problem with that. You know, there's a reason that I ask you to do this, 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 and this at the times that I ask you to do this, 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 and this. Because how many times did I ask you to throw laundry in today?
Twice.
Once, I think.
Once? I don't know.
How many times did you throw laundry in today?
Once.
How many times did you throw laundry in the washing machine today?
Once.
When?
Oh, I didn't throw laundry in. I took it today.
So how many times today did you throw laundry in the washing machine? Doesn't count that it was after midnight.
It was after midnight last night, so
no, it wasn't. It wasn't because I hadn't gotten on the phone with her yet, and it was 11:45.
Oh, okay.
So how many times today have I asked you to throw laundry in the washing machine?
Once. And how many times? In the washing machine, zeroth.
So I ask you to do things all the time that you don't do.
So is there like a solution? Do you have a solution to both of our problems?
Yeah, so I will boss you around as much as I damn well please to boss you around, because when I do not boss you around, you don't do what I ask. I was very nice and I said, hey, we're going downstairs to tuck the kids in. It would be really nice if we had some clothes. And you said, and I could have thrown them in the laundry myself, but you said as you were walking down the stairs, okay,
yeah, I can throw
some I in. Will throw some in right now. And then here we are at 10:45 and nothing is thrown in.
I guess I was pondering in my head if I should throw like our clothes in, if I should throw kids' clothes. I didn't know where to start with
it. Why would you ponder that in your head and you didn't ask?
Because we were talking kids in or whatever.
Oh, but so I'm bossy though. But you don't know the answers to the questions, but I'm bossy. You don't know the answers, but I'm a boss. So if you are at work and you don't know the answer to your question, who are you going to go ask?
The boss. So you're saying you're the boss?
I'm the boss.
And I'm the worker.
I'm the coordinator.
You're the queen.
And you're the joker.
And I'm the joker. Okay.
So not only are you to do what I tell you to do and when I tell you to do it, you're also to do it in a funny kind of way. And it's
wearing
not
the hat.
Wait, and it's not funny when you don't do it. I'm kidding, though. This is all in good fun. I'm sad that you think I'm bossy.
I wasn't saying that you were bossy. I'm just
saying. You did. You literally said it. You want to rewind and go back to the part where you said I was bossy?
I'm going to edit all that out.
You're not. Because none of this is going to make sense.
It's not that you're bossy. It's that.
You did. Okay. But that, you said that, I was bossy.
It's that. It's.
It's frustrating to you because you don't know how to multitask.
It's frustrating to me because it's always at a time when I'm in the middle of something.
That's because busy people are the best kind of people to do tasks because they're already busy. So if I see you up and around and doing stuff, I would be more apt to ask you to do something rather than when I see you laying on the couch with your eyes closed, because then I'm not going to say, hey, can you go put laundry in? Because you're resting. But if you're already walking downstairs and I ask you to grab me something while you're down there or while you're going to walk by a kitchen, don't you think I'd be better?
Yeah.
And then here's the deal. What would happen if roles were reversed and I was the one that was doing whatever and you asked me to grab you something? What would happen?
I don't know. You probably would just do it.
I probably would just do it. I would do it.
You would do it.
I do it every day. What did you ask me to get last night?
I don't remember.
Pain medicine?
Yeah.
And then I said, well, do you have water? No, I don't have water. Well, would you like some water? Yeah, I'm going to need some water too to take my pain medicine. Okay, great. So I got up. I washed my face. I brushed my teeth. I went and got your pain medicine. I painstakingly looked for the right kind and made sure that the dosage was correct. I waited for the water to get nice and cold for your water. I got you a big enough glass that I could have a little bit of the water as well. and I brought it to you and I woke you up because you had fallen asleep in the time that it took to do this?
I
was going to say,
I feel like, because I can remember talking about the medication and I can kind of remember taking the medication, but I was like in and out of sleep through the process.
But I got up and did that for you.
And I appreciate it.
And I appreciate when you do stuff for me. So how am I a boss when you're a boss? We can't both be bosses. So I'm not a boss.
I was just picking something out of thin air.
Well, pick something else.
It could have been an annoyance.
No, pick something else. Because I'm not annoying.
Because I'm not.
You're wrong.
Your opinion's wrong.
It's the moral of the story.
Hashtag my opinion doesn't count.
I don't even know why I asked you if you didn't have an answer. You realize that people are going to think this is serious, right?
I don't know.
This is going to cause an uproar.
An uproar. Everyone's going to think that you're mean to me.
Uh-huh.
See, here's another thing that annoys me is when you're mean to me in jest, even though I'm supposed to be the one.
Who's the jester?
Making the jokes.
Yeah, well, I sometimes like to be funny, too. I have been making you laugh lately, and I think it's insane. Like, I'm making you insane.
Making me insane?
And it's like an insanity laugh.
Like, I'm just too, like, over the deep end.
Yes. Like, need a straight jacket kind of thing.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh?
I feel like that sometimes.
So, also, I don't know how many of you went to the website and jokerandthequeen.com, thejokerandthequeen.com, and read my blog post. But I got quite a few people that reached out to me and privately and said how much they enjoyed it and how it really, 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 really spoke to them. So I believe I will continue to try and blog weekly, maybe.
I think weekly is nice.
Yeah, you like that?
I was impressed from a technical standpoint that post has received the most web traffic out of every bit of publicized, automated, or physically written out information on that website that has the most hits.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
And it's the newest thing on the website.
True.
Aside from this post when it comes out.
Correct. I did post on the Facebook page. I don't know if you saw it or not, on our Facebook page, that if anybody comments on the posting that I just put on the Facebook page, that we might mention them on the podcast. And we do have a comment here, and I'm loading it. It's a woohoo LOL from Amy. It's Charlie's cousin, Amy.
I was thinking that if we got 100 comments,
we won't,
on Facebook.
Yeah.
I would put all those names in a random generator and buy someone a t-shirt.
We could do that.
100 comments on...
Why 100? Why can't we do like a small amount for now?
Because 100's impossible.
So then you just don't want to buy people t-shirts.
And I didn't want to spend the money on a t-shirt, but it sounds great, like 100.
Okay, but there's no way we're going to get 100. That would be like all of our people.
It reminds me of a previous...
right.
The Twitter that I used as the... The current Twitter that I use as the podcast network, the Taken Every 7 Days podcasts.
Yeah.
At one point when I hit like 2,000 followers or 3,000 followers, I gave away a couple of t-shirts. But I had those t-shirts already made, so I had those in my possession, so that was a whole lot easier than...
I will make you a t-shirt, and if you comment on something, if you leave us a really... Ooh. Scared me. If you... Okay, let's... Maybe we should do a giveaway. So I will physically make you a t-shirt if you... I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. This is something,
that's obtainable.
Something that should have been planned out before we like just started talking about it.
Okay, so tune in later on in the week to my blog post, and I will enter in during the blog post the new t-shirt giveaway.
There's a really,
and it'll be easier. I was thinking maybe like a refer a friend. Like if you refer a friend that listens and comments on our...
Sirens are getting really close. Do we see flames on any of the windows?
No.
I don't smell smoke either. There's actually a really easy way to put together a contest like this. There's an app called Rafflecopter.
What?
That lets you do like a raffle where people can go on, and if they refer a friend to the podcast, they put their name in or whatever, and you click through, and if you like us on Facebook, you get a point. If you follow us on Twitter, you get a point. If you share something, you get 5 points. If you do this, and every time you, 5 points equals 5 entries, and then we run the contest for 2 weeks or 30 days or whatever, and then at the end, you can randomly select 5 winners or 3 winners or 1 winner. And
maybe we should do that then.
That would be an organized way to do this.
And I will hand make this t-shirt.
Cross-stitched?
Maybe not, but I will hand make it on one of my sewing machines or with iron-on patches, but definitely with love. Maybe a little blood.
Blood. It definitely will have some blood in it.
Yeah, because, hello. This is medieval times.
Joker red, blood red hat.
No. This is a t-shirt. You wear this on your body.
I know, but it's going to have a picture of a Joker with a blood red hat. That's what I want on there.
You think?
With real human blood.
Okay. Where? What would you like to bleed in order to get this?
You cut a finger off or something.
One of ours or one of the kids?
It can be one of mine.
You don't need them all?
They all hurt anyway, so.
Have you been taking your glucosamine?
I have...
Not.
I haven't taken any of the new stuff.
Do you know where it is?
Bathroom.
Where?
Counter.
No. Lies.
Drawer.
No.
Closet.
Yes.
I knew it. Third try. Yes.
You do not win the prize.
I just ask you where it is, you tell me.
It's true, because I know where everything is.
Whenever I can't find, there's something in the house I can't find, I'd be like, do you know where that Chicago record that I purchased at the antique store a couple weeks ago is?
On top of your dresser?
Yes, see? That was a trick. I knew the answer to that. I was just seeing if you knew exactly where it was.
You remember that time you asked me where the cup hooks were? No. You asked me where the screws were?
Yes. It was random. She wasn't even home, and I was like, do you know where that little bin full of screws went? And she's like, top of the refrigerator, all the way to the left in the back. And I'm like, no way. And I go, and I move whatever's there, and I'm like, damn it, she was right.
Next to the wine.
It was crazy.
It was.
Do you know where the cup hooks are?
No. In the garage.
I think they're on the media rack downstairs.
Oh. That's not my job to know where tools are.
I know some things.
I was really impressed today when we were at Walmart and you found that adapter for my bicycle. But then I realized that we did not purchase the...
bike trailer tube because I don't know what size it is.
Oh. So that means we can't go biking with the baby tomorrow.
So a long time ago... Once
in a galaxy far, far away.
I bought this bike. It's like a $500 bike. I got it for $150 or whatever.
He really loves the deal.
It's a Schwinn. It's a decent bike.
Schwing!
It's not the best bike in the world, but it's...
To him it is.
It's a decent bike. I like it.
Yeah.
No complaints at all. Aside from the fact that within the first season of riding it, I got 2 flat tires. I got a flat tire right away. And then
at least you have nice tires.
Replaced it. And then I just happened to be in a Goodwill or something like that and found the same tube that I just spent $12 on for three in the box still. So I took the tube. I bought it anyway just because it was a deal and I knew I'd need another one eventually.
Yeah.
And somewhere in the process of this, I'd bought an extra tube, but it had the wrong end. I don't remember the term for it, but there's a smaller inflator end for a bike. So I had that extra one kicking around, and then I bought the Goodwill one, and then I had eventually the other tire went flat, so I replaced the other tire. So I have replaced both tubes on this bike, and I've only owned it for a couple of years. But I had this extra tube kicking around, and it happens to fit your bike.
Mm-hmm.
So that bike got a flat tire while the kids were riding it. They ride around the block or whatever here. So they're riding around the block, and then... came back and the tire was flat, so mm-hmm. I went in and pulled it apart, and I could see that the tube was cut. So I have this extra tube that I can throw on there, but I don't have the right inflator end. So we went into, I looked it up on the website. It said they had it. It's $2 for the little adapter, and so we had to do some hunting around, but we got that. I got the little needle thing to blow up the balls to play with.
You know, you could have told that story in 3 seconds.
I know. I kind of went overboard with it, but
one of the kids was riding the bike. They came back. The tire was flat. We had to buy a new or we have a tube for it because I went to Goodwill and I bought or found a tube, and now I just needed a better adapter, so we went to the Walmart, we found it, it was great. Now things were wonderful. And the story didn't make people fall asleep. Because I honestly have no idea what you just said.
I don't either.
So, you're annoying. Okay? Bottom line, you're annoying.
Fair enough.
If I have to be annoying, then you have to be annoying. You know what? We can be annoying together. That's what makes us compatible.
That's what makes this show such a smash success.
I was letting the crickets.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Speaking
chirp.
Of which, where did that cricket go that lived in the wall?
I don't know. There's been a cricket in the laundry room, and now
I forgot to put him on the on my kindergartner's homework page of one of the pets, the cricket.
Oh, I thought you meant like lay him on the paper and smash him in.
I could do that too.
And then that's send fine. It in with the dead cricket on it.
Do you think that they would be like, the cricket ate my homework, and they'd be okay with that?
I don't know. It's crazy though. The thing's like super loud. Like I was trying to put the kids to bed, and they're like, it's too noisy. I can't even think with that noise. And I'm like, I don't know, go walk in the bathroom door and it goes away.
Just keep doing that.
Just walk back and forth from your bed to the bathroom, it's fine.
What else is going on with you? You're awfully pretty tonight.
Pretty?
Pretty cute. Tell me, what else?
I don't know, I'm trying to think what we have planned for this week. Kids get to go to school.
You wanted to talk about Facebook friend your kids' parents. Paul.
That made absolutely no sense. What I wanted to talk about was, while we were discussing your issue earlier, was I was curious what people thought about being friends with your ex that you have kids with. Friends on Facebook. I thought about putting together a Facebook poll or a Twitter poll or both just to see what people say.
Yeah, and?
And that's something I might put together when I get the show posted.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you have a good relationship, like my ultimate ideal goal is to eventually have a really good relationship with him, and a relationship in such a way that, I mean, obviously it'll all be about the kids. And he keeps saying like, oh, we're not friends. Well, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to go out for drinks. I don't want to, you know, do any of those things. But I want to have a relationship to where our children don't ever have to grow up knowing awkwardness and feeling guilt for going over to the other parent's house, because they know that I honor their relationship with their dad and that he honors, and that is how things are right now. But I think that we can build upon that. And I know that it'll take time for us because there's still hurt feelings on both ends. Like, it's not just him that has hurt feelings. I may have been the one that moved out and that had the affair, but there are reasons that I had the affair. And I feel like that's what he is, and he never will, I mean, look to that and realize that.
I think that's one of the big barriers my ex and I have is that in her eyes, everything's my fault.
Yes.
Everything. Even bad weather, my fault.
Right, because you had an affair.
And it all comes back to that over and over again that because of the fact that we're happy, I'm told that I haven't, like, paid my dues for what I did.
Right. And I'm like, well, why does it have to be that way? Why can't we just understand that we're adults and we don't always have, our relationships don't always work out? Are you friends with people that you were friends with 5 years ago? Did they mean enough to you to have your relationships work out in that way? This stuff happens all the time. And, I mean, I honestly think that there is a complete and utter difference between going out and having sex with somebody and, now you have to make this explicit, and having a good time and then coming back home and for just forgetting about it and then going out and doing it. And I know people that do that.
Yeah, where it's not an emotional affair. It's right. A purely sexual affair.
And they go out and have the fun and they get their sex in and then they come home and they and they're the family man again or the family woman again, and they continue to do that and continue to do that and continue to do that, and but yeah, it's, there's no emotion in it. I didn't have that kind of an affair. You didn't have that kind of an affair. I fell in love with a man. I wasn't looking for love. There's a new song. Oh, I guess it's not that new, but it's by Jennifer Nettles, and it's called Unlove You. I can't unlove you or something like that. And the lyric is, I wasn't lost until you found me. And I heard that earlier today, and I was thinking, gosh, that really resonates with me, because I didn't walk into this relationship thinking, I need to have an affair.
You were cleaning the bathroom and singing it.
I was. Yes. To you. Thank you for listening.
I was listening and paying attention.
You're so
good. Even though I was, like, chilling out on the couch.
See, you're a good man. But yeah, I mean, our relationship was strictly platonic. It was, we were coworkers, you were whatever. Like, I sent you text message once, you never responded. Like, yeah, there was sparks there, but it was like, whatever, you know? But we didn't look for each other. We didn't try to go and break people.
What was my quote?
What?
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. That's what you used to say to me. Thanks, buddy. Because I was your buddy. Not even. Like, we weren't friends in my definition of friends.
No. It was, yeah, basically at that point, a coworker, occasional, like, chit-chats.
It was like, we were coworkers until we weren't. We were coworkers until one day we were just, I mean, it was,
the switch was flipped. It was like, boom.
Right. And it was, yeah. And it was everything. I mean, I was told for 6 years of my marriage that fairy tales don't exist, so I just need to shut up and deal with my relationship the way that it is. But that's not true. And I believed it, but it's not true. Fairy tales absolutely exist. So if you're in a relationship and you don't feel like a queen, you're in the wrong relationship. Let me tell you that. Because
there were a lot of things like that that you straight up believed.
I did.
Like,
it was Bible.
Without a doubt. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes. And I know that is not the case. Yeah. So if you're in a relationship, this is my advice to you ladies. If you are in a relationship right now and you do not, he does not worship you, your mind, your soul, your body, if he does not make you feel like a queen, if he does not fall to his knees in your presence and wrap his arms around you and kiss you like he hasn't seen you in days, even though he saw you 30 seconds ago in the kitchen, if he does not stare at your ass while you're cooking or cleaning or changing a dirty diaper or emptying the litter in the litter box.
I feel like that works both ways too, because like we'll be in the middle of doing something and I can glance over and be like, just see like the look. Like I'm getting the look.
Uh-huh.
While I'm just doing nothing. Like I'm...
You got the look today when you walked up those stairs with that tape measure on your pants. Yeah. I would have dumped your bones right there.
I was measuring some shelves.
Uh-huh. Were you?
Measuring some...
He came out of the bathroom with the tape measure. Just making sure.
I went into the bathroom, measured the wall. I forget what it was. 27 inches?
42.
42 inches?
I think so.
I don't know. Whatever it was. What was your quote?
It's big, but it's not that big, honey.
Talking about the wall.
But I'm bummed. But yeah, I mean, really.
We need to find some way to take that those words of wisdom and turn it into one of those little...
memes?
No, what's that app, Whisper? Where you go into Whisper and you put it on, like, yeah. You find the background and then you put the words over it.
Which words?
The words, if you're not in a relationship where you feel XYZ...
Then you're in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, we need to make one of those. That's your job.
And that's the thing, too, is like...
I'm bossing you around.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Marriage is hard. Relationships are hard. They're hard. Yeah, we have 4 children, and it's hard every day.
That's harder than our relationship.
The kids?
The kids.
Yeah, but it's part of our relationship.
I know.
And there was something earlier today that I got really angry with you about, and, now I'm trying to think what it was. It was something we weren't on the same page about, and it was really irritating to me.
School lunches.
Oh, yes. How did you know?
Because it bothered me that we weren't on the same page about it.
Well, okay, so here's the problem. In the kids' school, they have lunch. It's a huge issue for us. I mean, they should not be eating, obviously.
Yeah, if the kids just didn't eat, the problem would be solved. There would be no problem at all.
Exactly. Just kidding. The FBI is going to be here. No, but in reality, they don't look at that now. Don't. I'm serious. Stop reading your text messages right now. It's not a text message to be read right now. Well, now I want to read it.
I'm turning it off. It's off.
Thank you. Okay.
Continue. No.
School lunches. Okay. So the kids qualify for free lunch. Free breakfast, free lunch. And it's hot lunch, obviously. So it's whatever they're eating. I think tomorrow is like popcorn chicken or something like that. So they all want to take cold lunch. And I don't know why it is that way. I don't know if it's because they get more time to eat, or they don't have to stand in line, or they don't have to remember their lunch numbers, or because it's a new school and they don't know anybody, and they're just, I mean, maybe at some point in time they'll decide that they want to go stand in the lunch line with their friends. I don't know. But I don't have a problem packing three lunches. I'm going to have to do it in a couple minutes here. I don't have a problem doing that every single night, because that's what they want and that makes them happy. So stop looking at the messages. Are we at the pause? So, but he has a problem spending the money when we get free lunch. And I think that if they are asking us for cold lunch, then I'm going to make them cold lunch. But yeah, I can offer them the hot lunch every day and see what they want to do instead. But I think at this point in time, they're only day three in the school. And so they don't really know what to do.
Well, see, I downloaded the app. Uh-huh. Like, it's a little different than it was when I was in school. There's an app. You can actually see what the food's going to be. Like, see the menu for the week.
Right.
And I loaded it up, and I was like, wow, like, I want this to be my lunch. Oh, like, I want to go to school and see.
But maybe it tastes better because I make their lunches with love.
Maybe the lunch ladies and lunch gentlemen at school make theirs with love too.
Okay, well, they did say, the kids did say today that they heard from friends of theirs, they're people that they know, that they have a new lunch lady and she doesn't make something right. Or something good. So they're hearing all these rumors and it's really stressful for them, and I want to take the stress away from them. So they're going to have cold lunch until they aren't, and if I have to take out a second mortgage on this house, then by golly, I will.
I think the root of the problem is the fact that I have
anxiety about spending money on food?
Not just food, just spending money.
I know.
It comes back to what we talked about car shopping, about jewelry shopping. Like, I get
from
anxious.
From now on, I just will make sure that I go shopping for their food by myself.
Well, the good news is in 10 days from today still being Sunday,
we can do the Walmart stuff.
Walmart has this magical thing that you go on this electronic site on the World Wide Web,
mm-hmm.
to their Universal Resource Locator.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on there and you can pick out what you want for food, and you do your entire grocery shopping from your couch, and then you say, I want to pick it up today at 4 o'clock or whatever, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I give them ample time to get the order ready for you.
Yeah,
you
but how do we know that it's going to be right? How do you know that you didn't pay for grapes and you're not going to get the grapes?
That's why we try it and see what we think about
it.
And
we'll
see. That takes the stress out.
Yeah, it's still stressful. No, it's still stressful. Okay, well, it's 11:09. We've been podcasting for over an hour. On that note, I do have three school lunches to make and sleep to get, because we are going to be up
in a little bit.
Yep, for getting ready for school. I never asked Princess what she wanted to do me to do her to her hair, so we'll just have to see how that goes.
Wing it.
Yeah.
I mean, give her wings. Like, wings bring the hair out.
I can do that.
So there's wings.
Yep. It's one of my specialties.
Perfect.
All right, my friends and family members and constituents.
World.
Peasants. Kingdom. Thank you for listening to the Joker and the Queen podcast. Visit us on the World Wide Web. Read my blogs. And have a wonderful week.
Yes, have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.